Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real As Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Taylor Yates
and Paige Yates.
In this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team. How you doing, Mom?
Good, thanks. How about you, T?
Good.
Been a busy week.
Yeah?
4th of July is always a busy week.
Yes.
We're all on Nantucket.
Lots of partying.
Lots of partying. But more importantly, there are two big events in our household that we love and seem to always get us all going.
Yep.
The first is the bike parade.
That's right.
Which has become a tradition in Sconset that grew from our front yard many, many years ago when you were a kid. And there were like six of you and you rode your tricycles around Sconset to an event that has
hundreds of kids.
And people come from all over the island to participate in it, which is really exciting and fun.
You're kind of like missing the key point there, which is everybody decorates their bikes.
That is true.
We have all these red, white, and blue streamers and pinwheels, outfits. What do you call these little plastic shimmery tassels, I guess?
Everybody's pretty decked out with 4th of July.
Everyone is pretty decked out with 4th of July. I agree.
Participants range in age from 2-month-old, 3-month-old babies all the way up to probably 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Which is really fun.
Once you turn into a teenager, you kind of graduate. This month, we're talking all about Nantucket. And this week, we're talking about living like a local, hidden gems you shouldn't miss on Nantucket Island. Mom, everyone flocks to Main Street, as you know. But where do locals actually go for a quiet coffee, relaxed bite to eat, or a peaceful morning walk?
That's so tough.
It's not a big island. It is hard to get away from the crowds.
I was going to say, if you're in Sconset, the little village, you might go to the market.
Can I throw out another idea?
Sure.
It's not about where, it's about when. Like if you're an early riser, summer on Nantucket has so many options for you to have just a quiet and beautiful moment to yourself. I personally like to get up. We're in Sconset, so I'll get a coffee at like the Sconset Market. And I will go for a walk on this street called Ocean Ave, which overlooks the Atlantic Ocean. It's maybe like 2 miles down and 2 miles back. I won't always do the whole thing, but I'm like, that is a happy place for me. Right?
A bluff walk.
Exactly. And like when you look down to paint the picture for you, imagine you're walking down quiet road. On your right are all these old Nantucket houses with the gray shingles and the white trim. To your left, there's just this big expanse of like dunes and seagrass. And then after that, it's the ocean and the sun is coming up.
And in the distance is Sankaty Head Lighthouse.
Yeah, you might see that on your way back. I think if you really are trying to avoid the crowds, it is like a party heavy crowd that comes to Nantucket in the summer and those people sleep in.
Yeah. Well, one of the places that I love to go is the Cranberry Bog that was leased by Ocean Spray.
Are they still operating?
No, they aren't still.
Is that pond still red?
Pond is still red, but it's a beautiful place to walk because obviously they created kind of bogs and along the bogs are walkways that they mounted dirt. And so they're above the bogs. So when they used to flood the bogs, you could still walk out there.
That's right.
But it's beautiful for miles and miles. You don't see any people. And it should be noted that Nantucket has over 50% of its land in conservation.
That's right.
There are many, many walks to take where you can go and not see anybody.
So let me just set people's understanding of like what exactly we're talking about. There is this place on kind of like the eastern end of the island. Imagine this. There are two roads that come out of Nantucket Town towards the southeast corner of the island. They form this gigantic loop. And roughly in the center of that loop is this thing called the Moors, which is, as Paige noted, conservation land. And it's kind of like very New England-y, like scrubby, tough land, scrubby and tough terrain. And in that space, Ocean Spray bought a cranberry bog. Not only do they have the bog, but there's this pond that the bogs drain into and it's red from the cranberries. And so it's like super private because most people go to Nantucket for the beaches.
It's in island, right?
Exactly. They don't go to these interior spaces. And so if you're looking for like a hidden gem that's really pretty and is off the beaten path, that's where you go.
And parts of it, if you're driving in your car, you can go up to almost the highest point.
It is the highest point, right?
Well, I think Alta Rock is not. is actually a little mound that's a little bit higher.
Oh, really?
But they say that's the highest. But
how about that?
You have like a panoramic view of the island, mm-hmm. of the harbor and the lighthouses, because there are three lighthouses. It's just amazingly beautiful.
Yeah.
And incredibly quiet.
That's right. Are there local events, traditions, or community gatherings that visitors usually miss? I don't know why I'm blanking on the name right now, but I got one for you because you use it a lot. It's that farm.
Bartlett Farm?
Bartlett Farm. I feel like locals go there all the time for like produce or you tell me,
dinners,
what do you buy there?
And they've got a garden center, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some of the things that you're talking about, I do think they also have events like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, but that's not in the summer.
It's not in the summer. No, no, but you said local events and traditions. In the summer, there's tons of stuff going on for sure. But I'm not sure there are a lot of local things because I think Nantucket opens up everything to everybody in the summer. That's the reality of an island swelling to capacity.
And swell to capacity it does. Actually, here's something you might do. It is very touristy, but a lot of people don't think to do it. On Nantucket in the summer, a lot of people bring their yachts into the harbor and park them at a dock. And you can actually walk up pretty close to them. You can go out on this dock and check out some like pretty respectable boats. Yeah. It's hard to do that in most other places, right? Because most other places these yachts will go are either islands that are less accessible than Nantucket, like they're in the Caribbean or something like that, or they're in big cities in Europe with like much bigger docks. And it's harder to get close to them. But on Nantucket, because it's this perfect combination of a short ferry trip away from the mainland and it's kind of small, you can see yachts right up close.
It's interesting. I was on the West Coast recently, and what I noticed to what you're speaking to is the fact that the boats in California were all behind a gate that you had to have a code to go down the steps to get onto the dock to go see the yachts.
Mm-hmm.
You are correct. In Nantucket, all the wharfs feed out to the docks, and you can go what we referred to as yachting and walk along the docks and see all the incredible boats that have come to visit for the summer.
Yeah, very
cool.
We're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back with a question from the audience.
Did you know that Taylor and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today.
So when you're working with buyers who are new to Nantucket, how do you help them go beyond the tourist experience and discover these hidden gems that we've been talking about?
Well, in my particular case, usually I take them places off the beaten track.
Yeah.
Like a great point, which we talked about, is a spit of sand that goes out that's accessible only by the water or jeeps. I try to showcase some of the conservation land and the drives that we mentioned that are in the center of the island in the moors. And then we tend to do things like beach cookouts or things that are less restaurant driven per se, but some of the events that locals might do. And I think that just makes them look at the Nantucket Island differently. It was interesting. I got a call this week from somebody who I'd taken to Nantucket, who I'd taken out to Great Point, and we'd gotten stuck. The Jeep had gotten stuck, and we had to dig our way out.
Oh, God.
And here we are. We are 15 years later, and they're texting me saying, we were just here talking about the sticky, icky sand at a Great Point.
Yeah, there you go.
So you do remember the off-the-beaten-track places on Nantucket for sure.
For sure. Well, thanks for the awesome question. If you are a curious cat and would like your question to be answered, you can slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston or email us at contact@yatesteamboston. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you enjoyed this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.